Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flipside, Thursday's edition. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody's been having a fairly good day. And I know it's cold and freezing around a good chunk of the country. I hear nasty snow taking over the north. It's cold here, too. We're not near as cold as y'all. Well, we were 28 last night. Yeah, this is deep south, man. I live on the Gulf. Yeah, I mean, the Gulf's like 140 yards from my house, man. The bayou's only 50. It's cold. Yeah, we had to protect the plants last night and all that wonderful stuff. But everybody, be careful up north. I mean, they said up to a foot of snow could be dumped. It looks like a lot of stuff going on. Y'all really, really need to be careful. Take your time. Nothing to be in a hurry. It's the holidays, so don't be rushing. You know, once we hit holiday mode, just slow it down. Just slow it down. Denise, thank you. Yes, it is salt and pepper tonight. Yeah, it's the tide is. Yeah, no, I know you're talking about the beer. No, but a lot of news, a lot of stuff to keep up with. You know, there's always so much shit going on. Excuse my language. It's just so much to keep up with lately. And, of course, there's always a lot of new news coming out. You know, a lot of times before the show, this stuff will be breaking or things that will be going on. I know a lot of people say there's a lot of cheating going on in this election. There probably is some. To what extent? I'm not really willing to argue about that right now. I mean, I've heard different reports and different things. I did hear something, and we're going to talk about that one in a little while. You know, there's been some suspicious stuff that's going on, but I mean, let's be honest. We haven't been able to trust the elections in a while. Florida seems to have been a disaster for a while. There's something weak about the way the Democrats can always get a recount and always force it, and they always seem to find thousands and thousands and thousands of votes, but they never find any Republican votes or anybody else's votes for that matter. So then the other day they said, oh, we found 120,000 Hillary Clinton votes that weren't counted during the last election, which of course would have gave her an overwhelming win in Florida. Come to find out, of course, the votes were fraud. But this is from one of the vote counters, one of the Democratic vote counters. So how can you trust them? I mean, they're trying to fraud an election. It wouldn't. Somebody should have told the dumb broad it didn't matter. The election is over and done with. There's nothing going to change there. And no one really would believe Hillary won Florida because, frankly, he won 31 states. Outright, he won 31 states. It was a landslide. No, she won the popular. We don't even really know that for true because everybody agrees when at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, Trump was up by 3 million votes. All of a sudden at noon, Hillary's up by 3 million votes. That's a 6 million vote flip with 99% of everybody reporting in Florida and all. And all of a sudden, that's a lot of people. Yeah, that suggests either some illegal votes or some cheating votes. But yeah, so – and you remember – and California refused the president's recount. Oh, we can't. No. But you see, we're making everybody recount. All you ever noticed, the Republican states always have to recount, but Democratic states don't. Democrats, Republicans hurt themselves. They should get strict on the laws. Yeah, Florida, actually, they shouldn't even care what the judge said because Florida's law states, bam, judges aren't allowed to overthrow laws. Yeah, they can say, oh, well, we're going to extend it. But really, no, you can say, no, we're going to stop it here. And we'll take it to the Supreme Court. Because in the end, the Supreme Court's going to say, no, you don't have any business ruling in a Florida state election, just like they did when George Bush was, because they don't. In the end, these judges have no business in this. When the count was over, the count was over. That's why you have a dead end, because this shit would go on and on and on and on and on and on until the person who wants to win will. It shouldn't be like that. You know, no matter what. The poll should – everything should be counted within 24 hours of the end of election. And if you got a problem, you know the election's coming 2 years in advance, man, start hiring people. I'll even give you all 48, but there is no reason for that since like two-thirds of these are computer counted. Yeah, it's just ridiculous that we allow this shit to go on in our country. We are the laughing stock of the world, and this mostly has to do with the Democrats. And because it's just they have to cheat. They can't win any other way. Look at Al Gore. Like when Al Gore tried to run, and then CNN tried to say, "Oh no, Florida won." And then we found out after all these recounts are going on after months and months of recount that no, George Bush won the state. And anybody who and it always bothered me that they wouldn't even contest it more because Jeb Bush was governor. They had an 80-something% approval rating. There's no way they were going to vote for Gore. It wasn't going to happen. Right there shows you how bad elections get cheated in. They need to change the law so this shit can't go on. No, whoever wins needs to win. It doesn't matter who it is because I've voted both Democrat and Republican, so that's not the issue for me. The issue is it needs to be over with. We're 3 weeks out now. This is getting stupid. And then, oh, they're saying, oh, what's the number one in Arizona? Now they found that some of these votes turned out to be fraudulent votes. I mean, it's a never-ending cycle. That's why it needs to be, that's it. At this time, on this date, if you're winning, that's it, you win. If 6 weeks later, oh, the other got too bad. You should have counted them before then. Because they're talking about, like in Georgia, oh, we're counting absentee ballots. That's the bullshit. That should have been counted long before the election. I mean, come on. I mean, the deadline for them to come in is like a month before the election. There's no reason we'd be counting these. Unless we're just trying to slip some in there and do some cheating here and there. Yeah, it's sad. And you're not going to tell me in deep red states that these Democrat elections are as close as they are. I got a lot of friends in Georgia. I'm telling you guys, there's some bullshit going on in Georgia. Yeah. Somebody said, well, Atlanta's still got so many Democrats. Not really. Atlanta's about half Democrats. Okay, the rest of it's Republicans, and the rest of the state are Republicans. Yeah, it's a deep red state. And it's not that deep red states from time to time don't elect Democratic governors. They do, like Louisiana does. Every third or fourth governor, we elect a Democrat. Like right now, Edwards is our governor, our current governor is a Democrat. But Georgia's a little bit different, and the person who's trying to get elected, it doesn't really – she's too hateful. Georgians are not that kind of people. They're more laid back. They're more loving and kind. I can't see him voting for someone who hates as much as this girl does. She's a hater. She's a racist. Oh, yeah, I've heard her say nasty, nasty stuff now. Oh, yeah, she's definitely a racist. Oh, well, you know, black people can call white people racist, but white people can't call black. That's bullshit. If you're a racist, I'm going to call you out. I can't help you if, you know, Anderson Cooper, Anderson Pooper or Rachel Madcow Maddow are scared to say the truth, but I'm not. Yeah, that's bullshit. You just got to call it for what it is sometimes. Well, you know, like I said, there's a lot of different news going on right now. Now, you know, like this one here, let's get into this. Dems flip House seat after state uses rare voting system. They changed. Yeah, this is going to get challenged in court. Yeah, a Democrat who trailed a Republican incumbent in a closely U.S. race came from behind, emerged as victorious Thursday following an extra rounds of tabulations under Maine's new voting system that faces legal challenge. They cheated. Oh, yeah, no, this is an outright cheat. Oh, yeah, see, what they're doing is they're dragging it on so they can slip ballots in. They get them here, there. Oh, yeah, they're in for this. This is going to get challenged. Because he finished behind. I mean, he was good, but well behind, too. And then all of a sudden, that's what I'm saying. These people are finishing, like in the Florida race, governor race. He was 160,000 votes ahead. What's-his-name had already conceded the governorship when these groups, these racist groups went down there. Oh, no, you really won. You really won. And then all of a sudden, votes started being found. No, it doesn't happen like that. People are not that ignorant. It bothers me that people who watch these things are, but the people participating in them aren't. I don't know, but at this point, if I was Donald Trump, I would tell Florida, you have to get a new freaking voting system. Oh, yeah, this one in Maine's already being challenged. It's not going to be allowed to float. They're not going to let them keep the seat. No, because it's an outright cheat. It's like when they say Republicans change the district so it favors them. This is the same thing. No, it's not, you know. Oh, yeah, they get some liberal judge, he'll say, but it doesn't matter. This is going to the Supreme Court. If the liberal judges don't do the right things, this is what the Democrats have to learn. And there's nothing they can do about this for some time. They have to learn that if they're going to challenge stuff, they got to make it worth their fight, because anything that's stupid like this, when it gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to overturn it. They're not going to give a shit what it – and now, since Trump's got more control of the Senate, he's going to put another 400, maybe 300 Republican judges in. Democrats, you're in for a hard fight. And God help you if he wins in 2020, because he's going to put another 400 in, and then y'all are just done for a while. That's just the way it bounces. Well, the Democrats got so much they got to be careful. And I said this in the beginning. See, if I was a Democrat, I wouldn't have wanted this election. I would have gave Trump and the Republicans their 4 years. Because first off, do you think the economy is going to last 4 years? Do you think this guy can keep this big role he's got going on? I mean, almost everything he said he was going to do, he's done. So once he gets his border wall, he ain't got nothing left to do. He's just going to get his ass in trouble. So in the end, they would have probably came out better in 2020. This way, they're giving him someone to blame. Like when it comes to budget in the military, we just seen a joint congressional report that says our military is in deep shit. This is a bipartisan. Both Democrats and Republicans signed off on this. They say if we get into a war with China and Russia right now, we would lose. Now, 10 years ago, we wouldn't. But thanks to Obama and all his lovely, let's close the military down, we would. So Trump and him on a rebuild. And again, the Democrats, oh, we don't need the military. Really? You know what? I got to say this much. If I'm alive and the Democrats keep this up and the Russians and Chinese invade, I'm gonna just be one of the guys going, I fucking told you so. Look, see, now they're going to kill your ass. No, they ain't going to kill me because I don't believe in stupid liberalism. They're just going to kill you. Besides, I'll be too old. They'll just kill me just because I'll be a thing on resources. Yeah, what was that movie, Red Dawn? Yeah, they just kill the old people. You couldn't work. It's crazy. Now, yeah, I've seen that. Some of these organizations like Yahoo now have become extremely racist. They do so much race hating and race baiting that it's kind of scary. I mean, no, really, it's kind of scary. I mean, because they do so much of it. Like this one, black teens were allegedly kicked out of mall over no hoodie policy. So four white women wore hoodies. Okay, first off. This isn't even a true story. I mean, it is, but it isn't. There were lots of people kicked out of the mall that day. Yeah, the mall people showed how many people were thrown out. You can wear a hoodie. You just can't have the hoodie on your head. That's the policy. As you see, the four white girls do not have the hoodies on their heads. The four black girls had the hoodies on their heads and the jacket zipped walking around in the mall. You're going to get kicked out for that. It don't matter what mall, and it don't matter what color you are. I see them kick people out of our mall all the time. They're not going to let teenagers walk around with hoodies on with zipped up jackets because that means only one thing. You're stealing. That's all it means. Yeah, look, I did for a long time. I was in what would you say, retail. And one of the things I was really good at was catching thieves and not just working the registers of managers, the whole VR. It was one of the really good things. I was really, really good at it. And that's the first thing we'd have said. We'd have seen somebody come in bundled up like that and all a bunch of them. We'd have I'd have stopped half of them right there. Two can come in. Y'all two can go out and stay out in the store until these two are done. Yeah, because that's what they're doing. They're stealing. And that's these guys' job is to get rid of potential problems and potential thieves. You don't want to be treated like a criminal. Don't dress like a criminal. It's a real simple thing. You just want to push the point because you think you're bad and because you're a teenager. Well, you're going to get arrested or you're going to get thrown out. Because in the end, it's their policy and you broke it. Oh, in case y'all didn't know, the two guards that threw the girls out were black. Yeah, you notice the article fails to mention that altogether. Well, you'll find that a lot of the malls in America have black security, or at least half black security. And what I mean by that, it's half and half. But most of the malls I've been in, most of the security I've ever met are black. There's some white guys working, but there's a lot of black guys working. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to say. They're trying to make this into a racist thing. This wasn't a racist thing. This was a policy thing. But of course, that's Yahoo lifestyle. Yahoo has become Yapoo. When y'all scream Yapoo, that's what it is. I mean, it's just garbage now. They've gotten with Oath and Huffington Post. They're like the really sick liberal Inquirer. Not meaning that the Inquirer is liberal, meaning that, you know, as far as journalism goes, there is none. Well, Yahoo's not a journalist. I can't say no. And no one that works for Yahoo is a journalist. A columnist. Or hosts, but they're not journalists. No. No, ain't nobody working for Yahoo that's a real journalist. Really, CNN don't have any journalists. Neither does MSNBC. They don't have any journalists. I'm not even sure Fox does. Sean Hannity will tell you he's a host. Sean Hannity will tell you is that he's the full paper. He's the live-in section. He's the whole nine yards. He tells you all the whole thing in the newspaper. That's just part of what he is. But admittedly, Fox, NBC, and CNN are not news networks. They're cable news networks, which is a whole different thing. They don't have to abide by even close. If you ever watch the national news and the NBC, CBS, ABC national news, not the cable national news, just the national news that are on the networks, you'll notice that for the most part, these hosts try to be bipartisan. And what I mean by that is They just don't try to give you an opinion. They just try to leave it alone. Maybe a little tear here, maybe a little smile there, but that's it. They really don't want to, because it's not their job. News people, true journalists, true news, are there to report the story. They're not there to talk about the president. They're not there to make fun of people. They're not there to hate on people. They're there to present the news so that you, the consumer, can make up your mind about the story. It's not their job to convince you what they think the story is about. Their job is to let you see the story and for you to decide what the story is about. That's true journalism, but but CNN and MD, no, CNN's a joke. And CNN thought this Acosta thing was going to help him. It's a joke. And what gets me is, like, none of the media wants to talk about Acosta not asking questions but making statements and yanking the mic from this girl. He pulled back, and you could see it clearly in a video. And that the judge is going to see it. You can bet your ass on that. It's just – and then there's the other problem. Let's say that the judge sides with Acosta. What's the president going to do? The president could quit giving press conferences. I can tell you exactly what he's going to do. He's going to go in there, and he's going to release a Twitter blast and say, you know what? This is where you're going to get your press conference from now on. Until Jim Acosta's gone, this is the only place that you'll receive press from. And there's no law. There's nothing that can force him. Even Congress can't force him into it. It's the executive branch, and they do not have control over the executive branch. That's his branch of the government. That's what he runs. And then if they do, he can just pass an executive order to override it. So, I mean, this this is just because CNN's ratings like a two-share. They're below the Hallmark Channel. Even with this, they're below the Hallmark Channel. If I was CNN, I'd just close my doors. I mean, it's ridiculous. How can you even be taken seriously if you're below the Hallmark Channel? Not hating on the Hallmark Channel. They got some great shows, but this is supposed to be cable news, big, juicy network with Anderson Pooper and Rachel. I mean, I'm not Rachel. With Wolf Beatzers and all these other people and these racists like Trevor Noah. That's why. Because they've become – well, they're the gay black network. The gay black racist network is what they are. Yeah, they're not – no, they're not diversity. They don't care about diversity. If there was diversity, there would be real white people on there and not fake ones. Yeah, no. Them people act like morons. CNN is just a big joke. Just face it. It's a racist, washed-up place that's full of hate. Because on the outside, it tries to make you like it's a progressive thing, and it's not. I mean, when you listen to some of its hosts, especially their black hosts, they're out. If any white host anywhere said any of what these people said, they would be fired immediately. They have said things far worse than Roseanne said and gotten no trouble for, not even had to issue an apology. Yeah, so CNN backs racism. Full out. Because it's news, and it gets ratings. It's hate. That's what the law should be changed. If you're spreading hate, you can be shut down. It's just time to rein them in. It's just where they are. You ever notice? Well, hold on, take a second. Somebody the other day said, Oprah's making a comeback. Oprah's making a comeback. No, she's not. She wishes she could, but the country still don't like her like they used to. She pays for all these ads so she can be in them. Oh, yeah, and she pays for these interviews so she can be in them. But there's no one liked her like they used to. Oh, no, uh-uh. And did you see when Michelle Obama came on the show the other day, Michelle kind of looked at her? No. Everybody said, oh, they were playing. No, Michelle never has liked Oprah. And she said it in the past that she didn't like her. Yeah, remember, Obama spent his birthday with Oprah. Is that kind of like when Marilyn spent his birthday with Kennedy? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why she didn't like her. Oh, I guarantee you Obama was a me too-er. I guarantee he's cheated on Michelle. Judge expected to rule whether White House must immediately restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. I don't know how a judge can rule that. I don't even see where it's in their purview to rule that. If one, I don't see where some lowly federal judge way below this level can even talk about this. And you know what Trump's going to do? He's going to immediately file for appeal and put this on stop until it gets appealed. Yeah. You got all kind of lawyers. This is just costing – and I think if – and this should be brought up on TV. If Jim Acosta loses, he should have to pay for the White House's legal fees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to be taught a lesson. This guy is just a hate monger. That's all he is. I personally, if I seen him on the street, I'd spit in his face. He is. He's just a hate monger. And you should treat hate mongers accordingly. I know. But here we go. Florida recount judge denies machine recount extension and legal wrangling continues. The judge said, that's it. I want it turned in today. You can't go anymore. So one of the elections is over. But it looks like the guy's going to, I think it's the governor or the Senate, but it looks like they're going to win. But the other one, they're going to do the hand count on. Brexit turmoil, UK cabinet minister quit, including chief negotiator of deal. Good. And this is, of course, FDA wants to ban menthol cigarettes. I'm not sure how that's legal. If they don't ban all cigarettes, I don't know how to ban menthol. They try to put up some, really lame reason why. Oh, it's because of the kids. No, we're not going to let you ban cigarettes because you're just going to ban the other one later on because you're going to say, oh, well, the menthol's been banned and that's what's getting the kids. Well, now we don't have menthol. We just got regular and that's what's getting the kids. No. Look, FDA and government, stop interfering in people's lives. If they want to smoke themselves to death, that's their choice. I'm all for you stopping kids, but once you're adults, it ain't in business anymore. Get over it. This ain't China. This is America. Oh yeah, and they're, of course they're the flavored ones. They're banned. They're banning all kinds of stuff with these Juul cigarettes, which they should. Spaced out radio reality paranormal with Chris and Chris. Yeah, it's Dave Scott show. Just stuff we were posting yesterday. This was very good. This was a bipartisan bill. Trump rolls out most sweeping prison reform agreement in decades. He did a really good job. He reversed a lot of the bad Hillary stuff and Bill stuff that put so many bad things on crackheads and cocaine heads. It was actually mostly crimes that black people committed. Well, blacks in NAACP bitched about it for years. Well, guess what? Trump undid it. Yeah, the racist guy who's got the lowest black unemployment in history and lowest, and the bigot woman hater that got 54% of the woman vote, and 18% of black and 36% Hispanic, and expected to get more of that in 2020. Yeah, but he's a racist. And I've been willing to pay money for anybody who showed anything he's done racist. Somebody said, well, that video. I said, that video is not racist. That video is true. You can't call it. You can't, when something is actually real and for true, you can't call it that because it's real. It doesn't matter what race this guy was, and he wasn't black. He was Hispanic, and he was a murderer. You can't get past that. You can cry all you want. It was a good ad. It kicked y'all in the ass, and you got it. Some people, well, the blue wave. Okay, they picked up 4 Senate seats. That's not a blue wave. And they retained 28 governor seats. Not a blue wave. They got – so the Republicans got – I mean, the Democrats got 26, 28 House seats and 2 governorships. I'm sorry, guys. And wait, traditionally, there is a wave of whatever party it is under the – usually – a sitting president loses the House and the Senate. But guess what? This president didn't. And they've been talking about it, but, you know, of course, the Dems don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They lost the most important branch of the thing because now he can just appoint governors and judges until – I mean, judges until he's blue in the face. And God help him if Ruth steps down because guess what's coming? The third conservative judge, which will give the court 7. Oh, the Democrats are like, we just need to add more justices. No, you don't. You don't need to cheat. Okay? In 20 or 30 years, you'll get the same opportunity. Just like you used to have the court, you lost the court. You didn't want to add seats when you had control of the court. No, now you don't have control of the court. You want more seats. I mean, come on. You're like little crybabies who can't handle losing. This is what our country's about. Losing, winning, and doing it politely and correctly. And helping the country make forward motion. Y'all want to get reelected at the cost of the people. I mean, Dems, come on. Look at your last 8 years. They were pathetic. And here you are back doing the same shit that cost you the seats. Trump's going to have a field day with you in 2020, especially if that stupid bitch Hillary runs. It's going to be, look, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton. He's just going to have a field day with y'all. Yeah. It's like they just don't learn. You barely get you any control back, and you want to act like the world is deciding with you when they're not. And judge delays ruling on CNN lawsuit to reinstate White House reporter. Yeah, because he's not even wanting to get into this. Oh, and this loser. This guy's got to be the biggest loser on the planet. Yeah, he's just scum. You know what he reminds me of? Remember when they used to talk about ambulance chaser lawyers? That's him. That's what he does. Well, in his case, he's chasing porn stars and sicko wacko people, but still. Yeah, that last woman, she's probably going to prison. He may end up going to prison because of her. Yeah, because he can't say he didn't know she was lying. And she's already admitted she was lying, by the way. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she admitted that he knew. Yeah, that's ooh, man, that's a big-time felony. And it cost him his license at the very least. Well, we're gonna have to see what's going on with all these elections and everything else. Whoever just sent me this. No, we can't do this tonight, but maybe on another show. 20 facts that people always believe are true that are always wrong. Yeah, it'll probably be interesting. I'm not saying it's not. It's just not tonight. We just don't have time for it. You know, there's so much stuff that redundant illegal. I mean, you've got Democrats all over the country trying to sneak in votes. A couple of them have been caught. You've got people claiming that the Republicans had voter suppression. I'm not sure how they were suppressing votes because you got the highest turnout in history in three states, but they were suppressing votes. You know, it's hard to make statements like that when the truth says otherwise. I know. What, do y'all believe that Michael Avenatti slapped some woman or beat some woman up? I guess we're going to find out in court. His two wives said it's not that he wouldn't do that. He's been on a lot of stress lately. The judge ordered him to pay $4 million the other day. Yeah. Well, he was up to 10. He looked like he was going to jail there for a while, but the judge said you got to pay. Well, he jacked his partners out of money. He's a crook. Yeah. But he's in order to pay that. But he's been ordered to pay in the past. If he don't, he's going to end up in jail. I mean, he's kind of pathetic, actually. Yeah, he's definitely an ambulance chaser. Death toll from California wildfire rises to 130. Well, 130 still missing. You know what I meant. There's 130 dead, and they're still missing. Some are still missing. I don't know. There's a lot going on. I love this. It's Flake and a Democrat. Flake, you've been a Democrat. You and McCain have been Democrats for the last 2 or 3 years. You just were using your thing as a Republican, saying, "Oh, I'm a Republican," but no, you were Democrats. And personally, you hurt your own party because you didn't like the president. You know how many people before you haven't liked presidents? You're a little baby. Look at you, little baby. I just look great, baby. Now you're not a senator no more, and nobody really gives a shit what you do. Well, he was saying the Mueller probe needs to be kept alone. We need to pass a bill. No, we don't. We don't need to pass any bills. Anything to do with Mueller, because he's already got entirely too much power. And you can't pass a bill that tells the attorney general he can't end the case. You're not an attorney general. You're a stupid, lonely congressman. You know, sometimes when someone becomes a congressperson, they get stupid. The power goes to their head. But they don't realize they ain't got near the power they think they do. Some do. But it's rare and very few. Most congressmen or most senators or most, especially House seats, can be tossed to the side very quickly. People can be kicked out very quickly. It's just sad that we have to – I'm sorry. It's just sad we have to put out with all this crap all the time. Company gives guns to all employees for unique and memorable Christmas gifts. Shit, I wish I worked for these people. Give me a gun, baby. Man, they got some nice guns in there. Look at this. Man, come on. What the hell, people? What company is this? He's right. Arming them, make sure them liberals leave them alone. Well, that's one thing. If there's ever a revolution, the liberals not going to last for long. Well, most of them are scared to shoot a gun. Oh, remember, they're against guns. No, we can't have guns. Well, that's good because the conservatives own lots of guns. No, the military is not going to abide by what y'all say. As it is, militaries are not big liberal supporters. Yeah, because y'all believe in hurting the military. This sick bitch here. I forgot I had this story in here. So y'all can write and tell me what y'all think about this. This story came up yesterday, and it's coming up again today. So mom who breastfeeds 9-year-old responds to critics. So, I mean, come on. The woman is breastfeeding her 9-year-old child. You know, what the hell? I mean, what kind of sick person is this? I mean, look at this. And y'all think this is okay, right? Anybody who thinks that a 9-year-old daughter should be breastfeeding her mom needs to seek serious help. I mean, serious help. There's something wrong with you. And now there's going to be something wrong with her. Yeah, this bitch is getting some kind of sick pleasure out of this. Look at that smile on her face. Now, ain't no shrink going to think this is okay. Look, most everybody tells you to stop bottle feeding or breastfeeding at a year. Yeah, there's not really any benefits after that. Oh, you can try to say breastfeeding over another 6 months may give you the hormones to protect you. That's bullshit. And the reason you know it's bullshit is because, first off, most mothers do not eat right when they're pregnant, and they're not eating right when they're having their baby. Some do, but most of them don't, and that's science fact. So when it comes right down to it, when you buy infant meal and products like that, it's better for your child because it's consistent all the time. Breast milk is part of the environment. So you can say, oh, well, it's giving my baby more hormones for the flus and colds. Not really. Most babies don't catch them anyway and get sick to start off with. And if you're taking care of your child right, it's highly unlikely he's going to get sick anyway. So it's not a good argument. And personally, I've heard many, many now European scientists say the same thing. The breast milk being made, I mean, the formulas being made today are much more advanced than the breast milk is. There's way more minerals. There's way more vitamins. There's not a comparison anymore. People just want to say that for whatever reason they want to try to say it, but the science doesn't back it anymore. It backed it 20 years ago. But now, you know, companies have gotten smart and say, well, okay, this is what breast milk has that we don't, so let's give this to our product. No need for breastfeeding anymore, no need for any of it. Give it another 10 years, it'll be so much better than breast milk, it won't even be funny. And again, breast milk is a product of its environment, what the person eats. Come on, a lot of women still smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol while breastfeeding their children. Don't hate on me. I ain't made the stats. That's the AMA. Go look it up for yourself. That's the problem. No, it's just not what people want to make it out to be. That's like the girl. She rips out a boob. She starts breastfeeding her kid at Burger King while she's eating a Whopper with cheese. And you're telling me that's good for the baby, right? Only a liberal would think that's okay. Yeah. That's fine. To me, I think it's cool. Because the kids on the new formulas are going to be faster and brighter than the kids being breastfed, and it's just going to give them an advantage. Sorry, guys. You better keep up, or you're going to get left behind. Oh, I'm all for the natural world, but sometimes the natural world can't keep up with the science world. Oh, Hillary Clinton says, Stacey Adams would have already won if it was a fair election. Hillary, you would have won too if it was a fair election, you lying bitch. God, only the Huffington Post can think is anything good about Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's so disgusting and so nasty. You know, oh, I'm a Me Tooer. Oh, yeah, we all remember you when your husband was out raping women. You were out there belittling and hating on him and getting him sued and doing all kind of nasty shit to him. Yeah, you're a Me Tooer, right, Hillary? Yeah, that's like you bad gays. Yeah, we know how you feel about gays, Hillary. I want a new law. All politicians have to be voice dressed and polygraphed before they're allowed to run for office. And then at least once a year while they're in office, they should be polygraphed. Wait, don't give me shit. There's a lot of big companies that do this today, including a lot of law enforcement areas still use polygraphs today just for that reason. Yes, a lot of companies still use polygraphs when they're inventorying their stocks and finding stuff missing. I know the FBI, CIA, and NSA have been using it for a long time. Plus, they use it. They give you it's a sodium amnithal, sodium pentothal mix. Yeah, it's true serum. So they polygraph you while they give you this drug. You're like, you just tell them everything. And we need to, because we need to stop accepting the lie. It's not okay to lie to us. But for some reason, we the people feel like it's okay. No, if you stop accepting it, it'll stop, people. We can push these laws. Remember, we can actually vote against the House and the Senate. We can do popular votes. We can have them put up and do popular votes in national elections. We don't have to rely just on the House and the Senate. And we can just make our voices heard. The latest, AP won't declare winner in Georgia. Latest, AP won't declare winner in Georgia governor race. Yeah, I'm sure they will. I don't know. I don't have no idea how this is going to fall out. What do you mean? The woman they arrested? Well, you know, they said, oh, they arrested her because she's a black senator and they didn't arrest a white one. Well, that's not exactly true. They arrested 16 people. And by the way, the majority of them were white. Yeah, yeah. I think 14 of the 16 were white. I think it was 14 white people, one black person, one Hispanic person. That's your real news media. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Fast food manager attacked by a woman over ketchup. You know, this shit happens. You know, way back when I was young, in my 20s, I was a general manager for McDonald's. And by the way, it's a task to become a GM in your 20s because they pay big money. And, they do. Yeah, you don't believe me. Most GMs make anywhere from $80,000 to $120,000 a year plus bonus. Oh, yeah. And that's back. I have no idea what they make now. But when I was working for them, I was getting paid big. Oh, yeah, I made really good money. Plus, I got fantastic bonuses. And on top of that, all my medical was paid. Anything that happened to me, I was getting a check no matter what. Oh, man, I love them people. Mm-hmm. One day I'll tell you why I quit working for them. Judges side with Nelson rules. Florida law on matching ballot signatures be applied unconstitutionally. What? We'll have to see what that comes out to be. Okay. This thing here, this is the NFL decided for whatever reason not to do the game in Mexico City. They say it's because the field is bad. Well, in case y'all didn't know, which my son pointed out to me earlier, national games are held on these fields. Remember, they have a national soccer team, and they play all kind of big tournaments are played there. So, yeah, it just needed to be cleaned up and painted up for the game. That's all it's really wrong with. It's not holed up or beat up. And that's the picture the NFL canceled it for. The NFL canceled the game because the Rams don't want to play there. They want their fans there, so they want to play at home. Yeah, so the NFL said they'll reimburse the tickets, but they won't reimburse travel expenses. Now, remember, this is Mexico City, so a lot of Americans were coming down from Kansas City is where the Chiefs are, and L.A. is where the Rams are. So they're not going to reimburse travel expenses. I'm like, really, NFL? You pull a game and you're not going to – oh, no, man, uh-uh. Look, I already don't watch the NFL no more because of some of the crap they pulled in the last few years. Well, it's like flag football now. You got flag football, and then you got stupid morons like Kaepernick in it. I mean, it's not football anymore. It's become political. It's become political flag football. Shit on that. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch it. I want to watch real sports. When I watch sports on television, I don't want to hear politics. That's what you stupid morons don't understand. That's why you're losing ticket sales and you can't fill up stadiums anymore. Because the average person goes to a game to enjoy the game. If they wanted to listen to politics or some moron do some stupid shit about politics who's not going to do anything to help, they could turn on the TV and watch one of the many fake news networks that they are. Yeah, I'm just tired with all of that crap. Mark Warner, this will send a shiver down the spine of Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Basically, what they're saying is these social networks are not good for our citizens. They're doing harm to our society. Of course, the Dems want to get rid of them because they blame Facebook for Trump winning. I don't know why, because the majority of people on Facebook are liberals, but still, that's by Facebook standards. But still, for some reason, I think it'll hurt the liberals if they get rid of it. I really do. Whoever signs on getting rid of Twitter and Facebook might as well plan on being out at the next election. Just like I tried to explain to the stupid Dems, if you force the Americans to buy health care, they're going to throw you out of office. And what did they do? They threw them out of office. They threw 200 of them out of the House the first election. Then they threw another 50 out of the House and another 10 out of the Senate in the next election. And then the next two elections, they didn't let any back. And then the election after that, they gave the presidency to Trump and the House and the Senate to the Republicans. They need to pay more attention to what the people want and not what they want. Stupid liberals think what they want is what we want. They just don't get it. The majority of the country are middleists. They're centralists. We're in the middle. We don't want these far extremes to the left and right. We want the center. We want balance. And we want peace and prosperity and happiness, not constant hate and division. And that's all you seem to do anymore, liberals. It's just, you just hate. You used to not be the party you hate, but you are now. And I watched some article. Oh, the Republican Party is getting older and white. Have you not taken a look at the Democratic Party? It is ancient and white. It's still majority white, and it's old. The Republicans have brought four more women in, four more blacks in. You know, on average, their people on average are 12 years younger than Democrats on average. Yeah, but somehow or another, this Huffington Post and Yahoo Poo article says otherwise. Obviously, they didn't go do their research, and it's not that hard to find these stats. These are all public stats. And what I like, a lot of the stats we're using are Obama stats. So they can't even hate. The other day, just some idiot from Yahoo the other day, oh, well, of course, what do you expect from a Trump stat? I said, you stupid moron, if you had done your homework, you'd realize these are Obama stats. The Trump stats haven't even come out yet. It hasn't been long. It takes about 3 years. Yeah. It just tells you. But it's easy when you're arguing with 12-year-olds. Yeah, I mean, these people have – well, I have no idea how old they really are. They just act like 12-year-olds. Yeah, they're just idiots. Well, I'm all for maybe having ads on Facebook that can be approved. In other words, maybe the government could say, okay, you can have these ads that talk about whatever candidates, but they can't really do it in a negative way. I personally think that negative ads should be banned from television. Yeah, I think ads should be limited to way less than we get now. Facebook reportedly paid for smear campaign against George Soros. If that's true, Facebook, you went up 10 points in my book. Now, high five, baby. You went up 10 points in my book if that's true. I'm just saying, if it is. Of course, this is a nor'easter we were talking about at the beginning of the show for everybody up there freezing their balls off tonight. Yeah, you know, your little blue balls that you – not them kind of balls, you doofus. People's always got their mind in the gutter. Always. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it's Defiance. That's the town of Defiance. Do y'all know where the town of Defiance is? It's in the heartland. It's St. Louis. That's how I had the St. Louis Arch. That's the town of Defiance. Oh, anyway, if you go watch a TV series, you know what I'm talking about. It's an old series anyhow. Oh, by the way, since I've seen the Saudi Arabia thing come up, Saudi Arabia will seek death penalty for Jahama Kahasha killers. Oh, the prince had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Wait, no. We found out the prince is very innocent. He had nothing to do with this. Nothing. No. He's the prince and he is innocent. Did you not see what happened to Jamal? No, he is innocent. That's from the internal, I forgot what his position post was. No, I'm not saying he's guilty. Shit, I don't want to get, okay, so they gave him a shot that killed him. Then they cut him into pieces. Then they dissolved him in acid. Now, I don't want to piss these people off. I'm sorry. Well, I heard that Trump is putting sanctions on 17 of them. Not the country, because the evidence doesn't prove that the Saudi king had anything to do with it. So he's not putting sanctions against the country, but he is putting sanctions against 17 business people that he's pretty sure was involved with it. Well, I mean, what do you think? What did this guy think was going to happen? Saudi's famous for this kind of shit. I mean, he went over there to Turkey, got over there with Egon. Oh, yeah, you're going to protect me. Well, obviously he didn't. I'm sorry, the Turkish president. Yeah, sometimes I like the guy. Sometimes I think he's an ass. He's a Trump turkey. Turkish. He went, it made no sense, but y'all know what I mean. Come join the infamous Joe Montaldo. Oh, we can't be talking about that. Ooh, y'all can't be looking at that either. That's scary stuff. Y'all want to see what about that thing that just passed there? Y'all have to go look on Wednesday nights or go to the archive site. Yeah, I don't want to scare people. I want y'all to be happy and loving. Key U.S. Senate Republican says acting attorney general comfortable with Russian probe. That's a Reuters report that's about the new Russian, the new Russian probe, about the new attorney general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, it's a new attorney general, and he seems to be okay with it. Oh, I'm sure he's going to bring him in and want to know what's going on, and Mueller can't refuse him. No, that would be insubordinate, and then, of course, he would get fired. Yeah, so, yeah, he's going to call him, and he's going to take a look at what he's got, I imagine. You know, when you hear stuff like this, to me, this is treason. Ex-CIA officer pins how to get rid of the president, to get rid of a president. Really? This is treason. This shouldn't even be allowed to happen. This guy should have been locked up already. And of course, who's reporting this is the Yahoo Poo. Yeah, Yahoo View is such a piece of crap. I have not seen them post anything that was real or truthful yet. No, I mean, it's just like they can't help themselves. It's just fake news after fake news after fake news. It's just, and they make shit up like no one else I've ever seen. Oh, I'd challenge them. Oh, yeah, because I've kept some of their reports, especially some of the ones that are just outrageously just a lie. It's like I said, it's like they got 12-year-olds writing for them. Tijuana residents clash with migrant caravan and police. Yeah, they want these freaking people gone. See, oh, we they don't. You see, you notice the liberal media is not going to hate on the Mexican people, though, right? But they're going to hate on us. Yeah. Tells you something else about them right there. Now, I love this one. Couple of homeless man faces charges in GoFundMe case. So this was all fake. You know, remember the woman who said she ran out of gas and the homeless guy gave him his last $20 and they started a GoFundMe page and they got $400,000. So what went down on this is they knew this guy from a month earlier. They're friends. He's not homeless. They're not homeless. They got the $400,000. They gave him $75,000 and they went out and spent $325,000 of it. So he decided to sue them for his share, and of course the cops decided to investigate and found some text messages, and poof, they're all going to jail now. It's just crazy. Stormy Daniels, no one gives a shit what you think. Oh, wait. She was speaking at some alumni thing in England today. I'm like, really? Who would bring this? That's disgusting. I'd be worried about catching herpes or something. I'm just saying, man. She's nasty. I'm a good judge of character, and that's a skanky, nasty little thing there. Yeah, I'd say it to her damn face. I'd say, when's the last time you had an HIV test? What do you mean it's mean? It's not mean. It's a fact. HIV exists. Well, you don't think it don't exist? God, if you don't believe me, you got commercials about it all the time. I've had some friends that's got HIV. One that was quite surprising because I didn't know he was gay. Yeah, he was in the closet for a long time. Well, just because you're HIV don't mean you're gay, by the way. I didn't mean to say it that way, but yeah, this guy really surprised me. No, he had a family, he had kids. Yeah, it's harsh, man. It's messed him up good, too. But a lot of new medicines in the old days, it would have been a death sentence, so he's still alive. That's a plus. Michelle Obama's not allowed to drive. Can't people watch at CAFS who's still living in a bubble? Okay, Michelle Obama probably shouldn't have been allowed to drive in the first damn place. Secondly, does anyone care? I've never seen a first lady act this unclassy in my whole life. Oh, I'm sorry. Her memoirs. Oh, I'm going to write my memoirs and go to travel. Oh, I didn't want to buy one of this famous stuff. I didn't want to be involved in this. Oh, but yet I'm out here doing it. Oh, I'd like to polygraph her. Because you know she's a racist. There ain't even no doubt Michelle's not a racist. Well, Obama proved he was a racist when he said Trey Martin could have been his son. Well, Obama's half white, so that was a racist statement. And no, Trey Martin couldn't have been his son because you weren't raised in a ghetto. And that's what I'm saying. His son wouldn't act like that. I don't see your daughters out there with hoodies on, walking around, smoking pot, getting shot. Yeah, man. No, because he's a coward. He's He, out of all the presidents I've ever seen since I've been alive, he's the most cowardly one. And you can tell by the way he did the military and the way he was starstruck by foreign politicians in Hollywood. And he gave them what they wanted. He wasn't helping us. He was helping them. Come on, 2.3 GDP, highest unemployment rate in 100 years. The job participation rate all but didn't exist under him. The highest welfare rates, highest everything rates, 62% of America on some type of handout, that's down to 22. It's 40% drop in 2 years under a different president. Obama was just, just leave him alone. He's out. There ain't reason to talk about him anymore. Gene, you mean the thing where the Trump aide, the Melania Trump says she's a leaker. That's why she needs to go. And if she had evidence of it, the president's not going to argue with her about it. He's not going to argue any way at once. If she wants her staff going, she's got to be happy. She's the first lady. What do you mean, fire Joe Biden? I don't think that's going to happen. Joe Biden is benign. He's not even like Al Gore. Al Gore. That's another joke. When are the Democrats going to field someone under the age of 70 for president? I have nothing wrong with people being 70 and being president, but I'm just saying they haven't done it, and I couldn't even tell you when. Last time it was Mr. Magoo, and if you don't know who Mr. Magoo is, then you just go ahead and call him Gargamel, and the Wicked Witch of the East. No, we don't even know who the governor guy was. He was probably a good guy to be president, but he was a nobody, so no one cared. Yeah, the Trumpster. Look at him. Ooh, look like a monkey. Oh, good thing it's a white guy. If I'd have said that it was a black guy, I'd never hear the end of it. Look at him, maybe old ears and a chimpanzee-looking face. I'm surprised he didn't get something shoved up his nose. Yeah, he's a joke. Super Earth discovered just 6 light years away. We talked about this the other night. Actually, we talked about this last night on my other show. It's got 3 times the gravity of Earth. And it's 3 times the size of Earth, so it's probably got a 3G environment. So 2 times. So, man, you went and lived there for a while, say like 5-10 years. You'd come back, you'd be like strong as shit here. Not near as strong as they would be. They would be 2 or 3 times stronger than us. Yeah. It would be like if we went to the moon with 1/6G. You could lift up the front of your car. You wouldn't need a jack. It's just the way it is. That's why on Mars, they always talk about if they build on Mars, they won't use stairs because you'll be able to just jump from floor to floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just make them 10 foot. You should easily be able to jump up 10 foot. It's 2/3 G, so. Well, there's a lot of disadvantages for humans in low gravity environments. In order for us to have children there and things like that, we'll have to have 1G environments. Well, you could set up. Well, if we ever learn what artificial gravity is, we could probably do that. But if we don't, either in orbit or on the surface of the planet, you could just put something up there spinning at 1G. And when someone was pregnant, they could spend 9 months of there while they were pregnant and then come spend X amount of time in the 1G environment while the kids are growing up so they grow normally. If not, they're going to probably look more like the alien grays with long, thin arms and thin legs and big eyes because of a low-light environment. Well, yeah, the grays could easily be from Mars. If they were real, shh, people. Don't be scaring the everyday listeners about aliens. They're not ready for that stuff yet. You might scare them. Let's see. I know we're getting close. We got to wrap up here in about a minute because Michael Angley's up next with Michael Angley Live. Mark Zuckerberg responds to Times for Facebook report. I learned about this yesterday. I know, huh? Newly elected Tennessee Democrat London Lemmer apologized for calling state racist. Well, yeah, you better suck up because you won't get reelected. She's already learning. Oh, yeah, I got elected. I know what to say now. Yeah, she is definitely – she's a racist. That ain't got nothing to do with her being black. She's just a racist. Because when people have to use the term, oh, you're a racist, then you're racist. I don't care personally. No, because color's not never has been nor is anything important to me. I will never judge someone by their skin color ever. If I'm going to judge you, I'm going to judge you by your actions. That's the way I was raised. I always judge everyone by their actions. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be. One more, and then we're going to get out of here. Let's see. Federal judge orders that absentee ballots rejected across state be tallied. Okay. I mean, see, that's illegal. If they were rejected, there's a reason why. You can't go counting fake votes. As relationship sours, Macron tells Trump France is not vassal of U.S. Dude, without the U.S., France is in shit. Yeah, you better get an army, because if the United States decides to pull back on y'all, you'll be speaking Russian in no time at all, or Chinese, probably Chinese. Stephen Colbert mocks Melania Trump. Really? See, that shows you how low, right there. Right there. That's all you needed to hear. It shows you how low and sick and whack these people are. Yeah, it's just disgusting. CNN, Van Jones praises Trump on prison reform. You got to give him some credit. Well, there you go. About time someone at CNN realizes what it's going to take to get off the president's bad side. Anyway, we're going to get, for all the people who are losing things in a fire out there, I wish y'all, you know, better. Same for the people who, for Florida and Michael, I know it's still rough down there, and we're not hardly nobody's talking about y'all anymore because so much other stuff going on, but I know y'all still going through hard times, so I wish y'all better too. As far as like people like Miley Cyrus, kiss my ass, Miley. I'm crazy. Okay, I watched yesterday as this one teacher lady, she lost everything. She's back at school teaching. She's helping people get stuff. I forgot which one of the other famous people. She didn't cry. She got up today and went and got food and started bringing it out to all the people working the fires and all. Yeah, that's the difference between someone who cares and someone who's just a spoiled, rotten little brat. Personally, I think we need to – that's another thing I think we need to change. Movie stars and Hollywood people, musicians, we need to cap them, how much money they can make and how much power they can have. Well, the power thing is not a real big problem because most of them never really get power. Most people don't think of Hollywood stars or musicians as all that bright politically, is what I'm saying. I didn't mean personally. I just mean politically. But it's ridiculous. It's like the football league. Really? Why does a quarterback make $120 million, $160 million so that you can pay a $200 ticket price? Why do we have to pay $100 to go see any store? That should be capped. The law should say you can never charge more than a $20 ticket. If you want more money, find a bigger venue. Yeah, because we just get ripped, and we keep constantly getting ripped, and kids are too stupid to know they're being ripped. Kids don't even realize how stupid they are until they're about 32, 33, 34. That's when they say, God, I was some stupid, wasn't I? Yeah. Spend $10,000 on tickets you should have spent like $500 on. Yeah, it's retardedism. But anyway, we're getting out of here. We got to go. Michael Lang is coming up next, guys. Again, thanks for hanging out tonight. I'll see everybody. Well, I won't be back on air until Monday, but we'll be here Friday and Saturday broadcasting. So please hang out and check out the shows. Well, not be nice. Smile. Hug your neighbor. Well, no, wait. No, I retract that last statement. Hug a friend. I don't know about hugging a neighbor. I might get you in trouble. But anyway, good night, everybody. Ta-da. Dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.